Now, the toughest part was getting out of the airplane. After that successful struggle, a fella named Stephen K. Olson, who was 27 at the time, easily jumped from 10,000 feet right there over the flying field at Frankfort, Indiana. Olson was known as the first paraplegic to have performed such a feat here in Indiana. Olson was left paralyzed by a car accident in 1981 near Boulder, Colorado. That's where he was living then. He came home to Indianapolis to live with his parents and then moved into his own condominium. He was always interested in skydiving, so Olson decided being in a wheelchair just wasn't going to stop him from trying skydiving. Parachutes and Associates planned Olson's jump for him. He was strapped to a fellow named Art Cross, a Kokomo, an ex-Army parachutist and a skydiving instructor. Because of the positioning with Olson in front, Cross took all the shock of the landing. But aloft, wind resistance made it difficult to swing Olson's lifeless legs out of the airplane. But once the two men cleared the craft, Stephen K. Olson smiled all the way down. The two men soared. They soared for about 5,000 feet and then opened the square parachute and they sailed to a safe landing. That was on March the 14th, 1987, proving that being bound to a wheelchair doesn't necessarily make you earthbound. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.